Welcome to another University of Life podcast, where our mission is to supply you with the very best insights, instructions to make your life as spectacularly successful, happy, actualized as possible. And sometimes those insights are brand new. That's what we've got for you today. We're going to teach you how to do gratitude, how to feel gratitude more easily, effortlessly, thoroughly than ever before. First, a quick background on gratitude, which you probably already know, so I'm going to go really fast. You know how good it is. You know that it increases your dopamine, your serotonin, adds success to your life. And you've probably read lots of cute sayings on Pinterest. And we're going to read just a couple of those really quickly just to make you want gratitude and realize that this will make your life better if you do choose to take my advice. I'm going to tell you two things to do today. So here we are on Pinterest. Here's one quote by Neil Donald Walsh. He says, "The struggle ends when gratitude begins." Nice. Here's another one. "The more you are in a state of gratitude, the more you'll attract things to be grateful for." Here's one by Oprah. "If you look at what you have in life, you'll always have more. If you look at what you don't have in life, you'll never have enough." And finally, we'll finish off with Brené Brown, who says, "What separates privilege from entitlement is gratitude." So, I've made my case. Gratitude's great. You should have more of your life. But it's easier said than done, so let me tell you how. Here's how I figured this out. Here's how it dawned on me today. I'm going to tell you in four steps. Number one is just a little bit of background, and that is, in recent years, there were a couple of experiences in particular that were pretty hard on me, and I know that happens to everyone as part of life, so fine. But these ones lodged some sadness in me that just became really difficult to discharge. It took me a long time. I'm pretty much done. I'm almost all done with that now, so I'm grateful for that. And it's kind of like when you have a toothache. You remember that? That sharp shooting pain that you cannot ignore. Try as you might. Boy, does that purify your soul, right? Clears your mind, that pain. It's like taking a big bite of wasabi, which is the first time I tried wasabi. I was in San Francisco, this Japanese restaurant. I was young. I hadn't had it before. I'm like, oh, mint. And I took a big bite. Boy, did that clear my sinuses. So pain can be like that. And in my case, not the toothache, not the wasabi, but just my heartache commanded my attention long enough. And you know what happens when you focus on something like that long enough? It becomes your narrative. It becomes your life story. It becomes the story you tell yourself about who you are and what has happened to you and what the world is like. So it did veer me a little away from my normal, cheery, optimistic disposition to be a little bit more shadowy like that. So that's step one, just a little bit of background. Step two was, it's Saturday, I have some time. I was thinking, what do I want to do? I want to go for a run. Maybe I want to produce another video. Oh, by the way, if you have not subscribed to our YouTube channel, I'm producing a lot of content there as well that you don't necessarily get notified if you're getting notified of these podcasts. So check that out at youtube.com/SeanRoundy, SeanRoundy. So I was thinking about that. There's step two, praying a little bit. Step three, I just happened to remember something from my past. It doesn't matter what it was, but in this case, it was a class I taught, an honors section at the university. And it just struck me as like, that was a cool experience. I'm grateful that I got to have that experience. So that was three. And step four was this. It dawned on me, it struck me that I want to revise my life story back. I want to take control of this by focusing on all the awesome, amazing, positive experiences I've had in my past, and more or less forget the other ones. They're not important. Your life story isn't a compendium of every single thing that happens. It's more like your resume that you want to show yourself and other people. It's not your whole CV with every single detail of every job you've ever had, from paperboy up to CEO. You can choose what to put on that resume. You can choose what to put on that life story that you tell yourself, because that's what's going to shape your life. That's what's going to make you happy or frustrated and positive or negative. So if you've been obeying your emotions and just kind of reacting to life, and certainly in the political sphere and social and ample things to bring you down and make you angry, and you can have all this righteous indignation if you want to, but if you do, look at the quality of your life you're creating for yourself. That's not fun. It's not good for you necessarily. It's not effective. If you're trying to influence people, for example, you know the saying, how you can attract a lot more flies with honey than with vinegar. Well, I don't know why you want to attract flies, but you can also attract more friends that way. And they'll be more receptive. They'll open up and listen to your message. And we could really use some more of that in the world. So not only for your own sake, but for everyone you know. Do it for their sakes. So anyway, I hope this has been meaningful to you today. Oh, let me share one last quote with you. If you're the kind of person who looks back and said, well, my life is harsh and it has been difficult and I haven't had all the opportunities necessarily that you have, because this is going to be easy for me. I've lived all over the world. I've met the most amazing people. I've done the coolest adventures. I have ample things to focus on. But if you feel like you haven't, then take Wendell Berry's advice, who says, the only way to change the past is to replace it with something better. I know I've quoted that one before. I love that quote. There are two ways to do this. You can either start right now and go do something, even if it only takes 5 or 15 minutes, do something positive and then focus on that as something positive in your past. Or you don't actually even have to do anything else. You can just do what I was talking about earlier and think about the things in the past that are more positive and let those become your narrative simply by focusing on them. I hope you choose to join me in this. Make the world a better place. Make your world a better place for sure. And wish you all the best in it. And thanks for tuning in. Until next time, live smart, live happy.